Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Budget. I'm here on Malin Nation Radio. You know, this is my new station right here. And I got the co-host for this show.
And y'all already know what it is. This is that strength.
Yeah, my friend, and nickname Santa Fe.
Santa Fe, 20 years plus, 30 years plus.
Yeah, already up. Yeah.
And I'm here today, baby.
Yeah, man, we're going to discuss a lot of the stuff today. We got 2 hours on the show. We're going to play some music. We're going to have some debates. Hopefully people can call up and they, you know,
like it. You don't like it.
Yeah. Show you niggas the fucking definition of a hustler.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Street hustling, yeah. Rap hustling, and on. Cut those down. Man,
bring
done
it,
it all,
on,
nigga.
It
fuck
on.
What you talking
man,
about.
Yeah,
I'm a
motherfucking hustler. I'm a motherfucking hustler. HUSTLER.
I'm hustling.
I ain't gon' hurt for nothing. I'ma keep on serving. I'm a motherfucking hustler. I'm motherfucking hustler, HUSTLER, I'm hustling. I ain't gon' hurt for nothing. I'ma keep on.
I got what you want, dawg. I got some ounces of that bro, and I don't serve
bumpin' that low. If I get a bad package of it, I'ma make the bag flooded. All the dope snorters gon' love it. Put a 5 on a 20, just so my client could accumulate. Grab me a handful, pass out samples, make a shooter OD. Hit him with a hot shot, that nigga owe me. Die slowly, that's the shit they really want. I was a dope snorter at one time. Used to jack a nigga, try to tell me, boom, take your motherfucking lick. I'm sick, I ain't get loaded in 7 years. Kick, but this ain't about my doping days. It's about hustling, getting paid. Never could see me working minimum wage. I'm from where niggas killing with days. No mercy, it's kill or be killed. I'ma hurt you for you hurt me.
I'm a motherfucking hustler. I'm a motherfucking hustler. HUSTLER. I'm hustling. I ain't gon' hurt for nothing. I'ma keep on serving. I'm a motherfucking hustler. I'm a motherfucking hustler. HUSTLER. I'm hustling.
Love, love.
Yeah,
I can take 20 G's and make 20 more 20 G's with that dope game or rap. I got $1 million hustle scheme. If I ain't in the studio, I'm working a triple beam. Nigga, you ain't know I don't know nothing else but hustling. Other niggas fall flat down on their face, but motherfuck them, I got me. Wild Magnolia, that's where my shop be. Flow down Willow Street, moved it on Magnolia Street. Cause Dodge be all on a nigga dick like pussy juice. The only thing I do is pick up when I come through. What's up when I come through? Niggas hollin'. I show love like bub, nigga flagging down my car. I'm a street nigga, the streets love me and they made me. I'm the other hustler besides Master P and his baby. Downhill, I'ma spit that shit your wrong hill. Watch out, cut the record clock for me and this year.
I'm a motherfucking hustler. I'm a motherfucking hustler. HUSTLER. I'm hustling. I ain't gon' hurt for nothing. I'ma keep on serving. I'm a motherfucking hustler. I'm motherfucking hustler, HUSTLER. I'm hustling. I ain't gon' hurt for nothing. I'ma keep on serving.
Ain't no motherfucking limit.
We back on the air. We back on the mother freaking air. We here. It's your boy Budget.
Y'all already know it's your man Santa Fe. Davon Livingston, we back, baby. We ready to get T-Raw, Uncut, and live right now.
Yeah, we live right now. We live right on the show, Malin Nation Radio. I want y'all to call in, 563-999-3522. Everybody call in and give you
the only way to change me is maybe from my brains out. Stuck in the middle of the game to get the pain out. Pray to my God every day, but he don't listen to poverty, poverty. When mama's walking once in the kitchen, listen, knocking, they were crying in the bedroom. Praying for money whenever people see me dead soon. Am I wrong? I'm wishing I was somewhere else. I'm 13, can't feed myself. Can I blame daddy cause he left me? Wish he would've hugged me too much like him. So my mama don't love me on my own at an early age. Getting paid and I'm strapped so I never be afraid. What did I go astray? I'm hanging in the back streets, running with G's and dope fiends. Where they jack me, can't turn back. My eyes on the prize, I got nothing to lose. Everybody gotta die, take a bite of a bad guy that won't be fucked when you pass by. Block, block, from the clock, let the glass fly. Do or die, walk a mile in my shoes. And you be crazy too, with nothing to lose. I got nothing to lose.
That's why I got
nothing to lose. Got nothing to lose.
That's why I got
nothing to lose.
That's why I
thank the Lord for my many blessings. Don't stress to keep a vessel for section from the barrel of a special western. And all my niggas in the pen, here we go again. Ain't nothing separating us from a Mac 10. Born in the ghetto as a hustler, hold up, straight soldier, bumping at some busters. No matter how you try, niggas never die. We just retaliate with hate, then we multiply. See, we strike her down the block, keep coming. Mama like a motherfucker, living like I'm grown up. Ain't no stopping at the red light. Sideways, thug life, motherfucker, crawl, baby. Let the cops put their lights on. Chase me, nigga, zigzagging through the freeway. Race me, nigga, in the high speed chase with the law. The realest motherfucker that you ever saw. I'm living raw till they bury me. Don't worry me. I'm high, living like I ain't afraid to die. You can walk a mile in my shoes and you can keep crazy too. With nothing to lose.
Niggas don't know my staff. Crooked smile, dancing in the midst of magic, cutting up the hits and even know I had a habit. Making words rhyme, I was caught up in the madness. Juvenile times, come on, I tell the whole story, nothing but truth. Halloween, throwing eggs from the project roots and beat me, young G, with a gift to gab. Trying to hook up with the hookers who was quick to stab. Remember, mama's cooking, no school, straight hooking, and trying to kick with light skin.
Mentally, yeah, but you know,
Just Donnell, we were getting to it right now.
You damn right, I'm waiting for
waiting for you. Yeah. But look,
who's your favorite rapper?
We ready to dig into the topic of what we're going to talk. We're going to talk about the golden age of hip hop. My favorite rapper.
I know
my favorite rapper.
I'm not busting your chops online, but I know you was a Tupac fan, man. But you used to bang Nas all the time when I used to come.
I fuck with Nas too. That's my second rap. Yeah. That's my second one. And then I gotta go with Kool G Rap.
I ain't never hear you listen to Kool G Rap.
Oh my! Fast life, fast cars. Everywhere we go, people know.
Never heard you listen to Kool G Rap.
That's
bro.
Funny. It's a damn shame how we gotta do just to make a dollar. Are you kidding, man? Coochie Rap, remember he's on a run from the mob? Coochie Rap had one of the hardest stories in the 90s, early 90s. Her hardest album, Coochie Rap and DJ Polo.
I don't even know who the fuck DJ Polo is.
And I thought,
man, but I don't know who DJ Polo is. And Coochie Rap, when we grew up, let me tell you something, man.
Bro, that's like validation radio.
We was listening to 3-6 Mafia.
That was when we got laid in our teens. I'm saying
Project Pat,
of course.
Tupac and the Outlaws,
of course.
Nas the Firm,
Diplomats,
Mobb Deep,
the whole State Property,
1 and 2.
We still had to bump Snoop and Dr. Dre with that shit because they always had hits, and you know Eminem and all that shit. Even though. Eminem is a white rapper, but we still bump that shit because he had some nice hits.
Now we're going to another topic.
No, I ain't gonna get into it. You know.
Yeah, you know I'm new to this. It's my first time being on the show, y'all. So you know.
Yeah.
So bear with me.
The number is 563-999-3520 Deuce. Keep trying to call it. My bad. Go ahead.
Yo, I'm blinking my eyes. When I get mad, yo, I don't say no, just blink. Darnell, you couldn't tell me shit about Nas wasn't your favorite rap up there on Bel Air Road. Come on, man.
I was still bumping, still mad. But with the Ether from Duncan Street, you feel me?
Three albums deeper, man. That was three albums later, man.
Nah.
It was.
Tell me what Nas song that Jimmy played that was three albums later that you can remember. None.
He just asked me this because he know it takes time for me to think. He ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't crazy.
Talk to the mic so we can hear you.
He just saying, you know, it takes time for me to think, y'all. But I know the albums he was banging. I just got to think about it.
Told me yet. Oh, I see somebody at the Big L.
Oh, this nigga like, yo, and I can't say.
I ain't being rude. No, you like being rude. But you can't, because I come on, Dave. Now let me tell you who your favorite rapper was.
Who?
This guy named Soulja Slim from the Magnolia, Third Ward, Uptown, UTP, wherever the hell he's from in New Orleans. He's with Master P.
This is my favorite rapper, man.
This is outrageous.
Can I give
a new school down?
Can I say something, man?
Yeah, absolutely. I need you to say something, because what you're saying ain't making sense right now.
I'm ready to make
sense. I'm about to bust your bubble.
No, you ain't.
Go ahead.
Look, y'all. I came up in the era when Tupac got killed. That was 95, 96, right?
96, Tupac got killed, yeah.
I was 16 then.
Yeah,
I don't know if I knew my age, but yeah, I was 16.
Okay.
I started listening to Soulja.
So you was born in 1980?
Yeah.
Y'all can figure his age out easily,
yeah, now. Yeah, it's all good. I still look young, y'all. But, I was a Mobb Deep and I was a Nas fan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I want to give a shout out to my old girlfriend from 2003, named Tiara Johns. I came over her house, and she had, this is the first time I've ever been on a computer. He even took me there, so I'm going to tell y'all. And the first time I've ever been on a computer, it took this girl 15, literally 20 minutes.
To do what?
To tell me that Soulja Slim got killed.
So let me stop you right there. How did you really feel when Soulja Slim got killed? Because I know you was a big fan. Like, my people that's out there listening, my man Davon was a big fan. A huge Mystical. Shout out to Mystical. I can't. That's what I'm saying. See, I was going.
That kill took a 15 minutes. And when she told me that, I passed out, y'all.
He literally passed out.
I literally passed out, man.
He literally passed out. Like, it's funny. Like, he literally passed out.
Like, I really.
Like, yeah, I remember this. Dehydration and all
yeah,
that little shit.
I literally passed out. And I had dreams of going to
he was throwing up everything.
New Orleans, business moms, and everything. Like, that's how serious I take that. Some of my niggas got cut though, written all over their body. You know what I'm saying? But I know how I feel.
I like Pac. I damn sure
I know.
Get no damn thug life.
I know. I ain't got any tattoo on me, by the way, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Dave Vaughn.
The only
thing
he's
got
with no tattoos. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. She's smashing them with, like, all the different names that was up in the 90s, the golden era of hip-hop. Like, yeah. People don't even know about Grandpa or Chiali. Chiali just came home. Shout out to Chiali.
Hey,
Ron, you know he killed the nigga, and he did the time.
Hey, man, I was talking about Soulja Slim, man. Like,
yo,
you know what I mean?
See? All right, yo. I give you that respect for Soulja Slim, okay?
All
right,
yo.
Go ahead, bro.
And I'm taking him to the grave with me. Like, my mother knows that's my favorite rapper. And
yeah.
There'll always be a picture with me and him together. I got a few made.
Did you get a shirt made?
Yeah.
Hat made?
I think you threw it away.
I threw it away?
He got mad at me, y'all, and he threw my shirt away, y'all. Because you know that meant a lot to me. That's a friend over there.
He
won't tell me the truth. He won't tell me the truth. He won't tell me the truth to this day. That nigga threw my Soulja Slim shirt away, man.
What the hell am I gonna do with it? I use it for a mop. That's what I use it for.
Oh, so that's what.
I use it to wipe the walls down and shit. Come on, man. It's like, I won't be fucking with you.
No, what
I'm gonna throw your shirt away for? I'm not gonna throw a Soulja Slim shirt away.
Cause you know
maybe you left it over at a chick house or something. You know what I mean?
I don't take that nowhere.
Yeah, you think I'm just going through Soulja Slim away.
Yeah, you know what? I know how to really piss Davon off. I'm gonna take this shit and I'm gonna throw this shit away. You did it.
Every best friend. Yeah, he told me
for him to ask me that question, right? The difference is that Soulja Slim died 2003. I was older. Pac died when I was young. I was 15. I was 15, 16 years old when Pop died. I ain't had no emotions because I was running the streets. I was probably 17 when Miggy died. But I was 23 when Soulja Slim died, and it really hit me. I ain't had no feelings back then. I was just starting getting grown at the age of 23 at the time.
Okay. All right. I got you.
So that was the difference, and that was the feelings that I was having. I ain't had no emotions back then when he died.
Sure. All right. So did you like Nori more than what you would like?
They used to call me Mob because I was a Mob D fan. I love Nas. I love Mob D, Capone and Noriega, all the Queensbridge rappers.
Okay.
Yeah. But that was before I known about Soulja Slim. That was before that.
Okay. Cool.
You know?
That's what's up, though. But the golden era, that was the golden era in hip hop. And I ain't going to take nothing away from Soulja Slim because he was rapping in the 90s where you had to write lyrics. You had to write 16 bars, you had to write, you know what I mean, a whole story. Niggas wasn't just coming in and just like, No, they was really writing lyrics. And I listened to Soulja Slim.
This is man loving. He ain't really want to do it for real.
My homie loved it, man. This is my bro right here. And he loved Soulja Slim. So I listened to him. I like, oh, let me check it out. Still not impressed, but he nice.
C. Murder, man, though. You love C. Murder, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you love C. Murder, right?
Of course.
Do you know who Best Friend that is?
Soulja Slim, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want me to really, like, Soulja Slim.
Nah. He was a Master P fan, too.
Big-time Master P fan. No Limit was the shit.
Matter of fact, I can tell you who your favorite artist is for y'all that's live right now. My nigga, my brother. Favorite artist is from off the No Limit Tank. He can't tell me I'm wrong because I stand up and I get mad. Your favorite artist was Fiend.
Yeah. Absolutely right. There's one in every family. Fiend. There's one in every family.
You got that right. Yeah, there it is, man. And,
that. Like I said, I'm a hip hop fan. People don't dig deep into that. Mac wrote a lot of Master P lyrics.
Mac.
When he got locked up, that's when you can tell No Limit kind of went away because he was one of the main writers for No Limit. Like he was doing this thing. So, and it was crazy because they had put the same verse on different songs on different people's albums and don't know that's how many albums and songs they was putting out. One verse, a Mac would be on a Master P album, then he'd do a Fiend album and had that same verse on there, do a C Murder verse, do a Skullduggery verse, or fucking Silk the Shock and had that same verse on there. People don't know your certain song, they put the same fucking verse on there.
Yo, nigga, hold on.
Daniel,
hope,
it's a different year.
Hope,
you hear me?
Hope,
it's a different year.
I'm a down south nigga, I'm a hell of a gangster. I got them fucked up, they don't know how I do it. I'm always known for making cutthroat music. I don't fuck around with him, he's too dick in the booty. If I say the nigga name, then he probably sue me. He hurtin', I'm rolling now. To keep it real, making millions, you show me how. Stole a gang from a bitch nigga like that. It's over 1 million ways you could get jacked. Well, I'm a street jack, orders, I can't respect that. That's like me and you hitting a lick, you shoot me in my back. You fucking with the wrong nigga, I'm telling ya. Shatter your motherfucking image, make it hell for ya. You might feel I'm overdue, but come and get me. I keep my heater on me, burn a nigga crispy. Make him history,
nigga.
Need a call up reverse and all the box of white t-shirts. I'm a knock asshole. I ain't the last down, the last dog. One of the manger was under that. No, your nigga never could take over. Mac, know you're slim, you're the steak. Nigga, know I smash anything that's in my way. Hey, I'm set tripping, you been raised by my way. If you was, you should know how I handle an AK. Respect me, live by the trigger, die by it. Every nigga from New Orleans keep a get up on his side. Stay the fuck from my business, yeah, I used to get high. Your bitch told me you say that. Big girls don't cry. Here's a towel, wipe your face, let them know. I know he a rat and he got fucked up state. Only thing you could do is suck a nigga dick. Us cut throat niggas, keep another nigga bitch.
Nigga.
For this, I'll be still in the street. Fuck I'm talking about, I'm stuck in the street 24-7, put up on the app. Nigga sold me a Mac 11, that's a throwback. Yeah, got a stand set there. Give him a dollar and he enhanced it there. He'll show it ain't broke, ain't nothing wrong with the pen. I walked on a bag and let 10 off in the wind. Dog, this thing full of you, then filed it down. Don't you hear the squeeze, just hate me now. I'm jump shot, sim, don't jock my style. You wanna be like me, but you don't know how. First thing, be original. Cause if you get your own style, nigga, figure your mo. And if you gotta be your man on that river, bro, nigga, no, I'm a motherfucking general.
Hell motherfucking yeah. This one goes out to my nigga Mike Cooley. Hell yeah. Boom and duckin', heartless and mean, muggin' at 16 on the scene, watching beam, buggin', kicking up dust with the older G's. Soaking up the game that was told to me. I ain't never touched a gas that I couldn't shoot. I learned not to trust a bitch from the prostitutes with tall lessons. A young nigga asking questions while other suckers was deaf and I was texting sex things. Elementary wasn't meant for me. Can't forget it. I'm headed for
death. I'ma smoke till I lose my breath, motherfucker. Every time I see the paper, I see my picture. When the niggas getting bitcher, they come to get ya. It's like a motherfucking trap. And they wonder why it's hard being black. Dear Lord, can you feel me?
Just like the bot that's in my walk with street talk. I'm running up the block in the dark with less walk, surveillance on a nigga every day. Waiting on my daddy just to take his ass away. And mama always working, trying to make ends meet. So now a young nigga's being raised by the street. And then the only other man that ever showed me love was my dope fiend uncle, strung out on drugs and straight thug. Just me, my mama out here on our own, so I got two gats. One black and one of chrome. Now I don't wanna hurt nobody, but I must have been mine. It's all the fuck I got to stop and walk a thin line. Young niggas be brave and keep on thugging from the cradle to the grave, from the cradle to the grave.
From the cradle to the grave, life ain't never been easy.
From the cradle.
From the cradle to the grave, a flash of sight. I made a kiss for many deep-side hawks. And all they got was their name hit up on the wall. It's sad thinking about the times life goes on. I'm steady lost in this land. That's a war zone. I got some home. Don't have no friends neither. It's just me by my lonely. So I married my Nina. I keep wherever I go. I love my home. Never leave home without my sugar. I'm out to plug a nigga. Mama told me not to close no pork and kick his ass if he laid a hand on me. Since then they've been on. Sometimes I think my own self stupid, cause I stay shooting that mark. Get twisted up in police reports. Since the cradle, I've been a cradle. My first toy was a gun. I got sprung and learned to love weapons. But now through a money and through a street fight, somebody peel my cap and put me in my grave.
From the cradle to the grave, life ain't never been easy.
Life ain't never been
easy.
March 18th, that rainy day, my mama gave birth to a baby boy trapped in hell on earth. From day one, it wasn't fun. I never had a grump. Daddy worked two jobs, and mama won't stop drinking rum. I tried to cope low, but my family's broke, and my pocket choked. So now I got the slang dope. In a game filled with pain, it's a fucking shame. The white man got a motherfucker slanging cane. So now it's open, dust to dawn. I'm getting my third vote. Always in the spot with my rock. Cops, I never flip flop. Hear my Glock cop come till I drop. And if I hit the pin, I gotta do my time. Sitting on my bunk, reminiscing about the good times. It's fucked up, a nigga gotta grow up doing dirt. So from the cradle to the grave, I'ma put in work.
From the cradle to the grave.
Last another day, so I pray and I lay with my AK. Did I sell my soul?
All right, y'all, we back online, back live. So, yeah, that's all about the good shit. Davon, I knew you for 25 plus years.
30.
Yeah, we go with 30. Yeah. 30 years. And I never had such a delusional friend like you. I had to say that too. But I never had a friend like this guy, man. This guy is one of a kind. And sometimes you get on my damn nerves. I gotta tell you that. You get on my damn nerves. Sometimes you need to let it go and just have a good time and just be yourself.
Now we're ready to get into something deep.
Let's get into it.
Back in the day, my niggas was 18, 17, and go to Marquise's party.
What's the name of the song? Cause that Uchi body didn't come out. That was I am. I want to talk to the mayor, to the governor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. That was on that.
Yeah. Body came out after that.
Well, that nigga ain't make no good album since I am. Am I correct?
Nah, you absolutely wrong.
Yeah. Godson was fly.
Godson was cool. You just didn't understand it.
Name a song off the album.
The Cross.
You would name. you would name some shit like. You wouldn't name some shit like that. The Cross.
What's up? Yeah. QB,
find
it. There ain't no
debt.
Look, I got my man Kendrick. What's up, Kendrick? What's up?
He named that. Your man just named that, but you didn't name it.
Well, he named it. I could think of the name, but I knew it wasn't on none of the albums.
Tell me how that song go, man. So I can rap
you
the rest of it.
You know Wally. Why am I going to say, do you know
Wally?
No,
he said, QB, find it. How did that
well,
sound?
Right, in reference to that's who God
no,
is.
No.
Is that the album? I think that's the album.
QB Finders, I know it, man, because Mobb Deep on it.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to see how you start
so,
up.
Oh, so you know the song Uchi Wally? I'm not talking about QB Finders. Somebody said QB Finders.
This guy's funny,
Now, he better than Soulja Slim. Way better than Soulja Slim. AZ would destroy Soulja Slim. AZ would destroy Avenue the Rappers out
here. He's just trying to get something started or whatever like that. He's just trying to get something started. But everybody know AZ ain't got shit on Soulja Slim.
Man, this guy is nuts, man. Who wouldn't, right? That's the album, right? That's the album QB's Finest. That's what Uchi Wally probably was over Horse. And all of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, that was
Nation,
about
John,
yeah, Nation.
Jungle,
yeah,
all right, cool. But you ain't know that. Well, Marquise, yeah.
Thank you, y'all.
I first heard Ja Rule and Marquise. Well, not. I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna take that back.
This brother trying to be funny. This brother trying to be real funny. And you know what? Y'all?
Ja Rule was killing Marquise.
Yeah, man. Ja
I can't even hate him.
Man,
that.
And then look, I'm gonna
be
talk
honest,
about this
man.
Line, man.
Be honest, man.
Ja Rule is probably one of the best songwriters that we had in a while.
Yeah.
And this dude was doing R&B songs and he was doing rap songs. A lot of people don't know that he was doing all kinds of songs and was killing them. And they was paying this guy big money. He was getting it. After the 50 Cent shit, like people don't even know he still was writing songs and getting paid off songs. So 50 probably murdered the Murder Inc. thing. But Ja's still getting paid. He ain't broke. You know what I mean? He made money from his talent writing songs.
I got something for y'all that's
he did
live
his thing.
Right now. I want to ask my buddy, what was your favorite Ja Rule song in Marquise? Can you tell me? Or was that hard for you to think about? I want to hear it.
Always on time with Ashanti. Always on time. Always on time. Gave you my all. Yeah, that was my song. That Ashanti was
we ain't gonna go there. I'm cutting them off because that's what they play
all the time,
back to back all the time.
And
Ja
Rule. What's his name?
Jaheim. Yeah, Jaheim.
They played
yeah.
that shit, man.
Yeah.
They made.
So,
what
was your second Ja Rule song? Kids,
my second. Everybody that be living up, dude. No, what's the other one?
That's it.
Is that
that's
it? Everybody that be living it up. Everybody that be living it up, you say, yeah.
What you do?
Yeah, that was it with Case on there. Yeah, that was Case on there. You know who Case is?
He was in a group.
Can't fuck with me when it cut his hip hop shit. R&B.
He was in a group with one of them brothers.
No, Case was a solo singer. You're only one for me. The touch me, tease me.
With Fosse Brown. Yeah, I know. God damn, man. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, Ken, this is a podcast, man. I'm going to send you information. It's definitely a podcast. I'm going to send you information. Actually, it's on my page. I posted it. You can call it. And we can hear you live and talk to you live. Definitely, man. Definitely. That's the show. You know, you gave us some love. Let's support on that. My man, Kendrick. Man, that's the first guy. Show me how to cook, man. Show me how to cook some good stuff.
You're a good cooker.
Show me how to use a spatula, for real. Like, you know, how to cook. It was easy to cook eggs with a spatula.
Yeah,
you know, a rubber spatula. So, shout out to my man, Ked, raw and uncut already.
He's a good cooker.
Yeah, definitely. I am a good cooker.
I need you to do some thinking, because the next time I come back on the joint,
yeah,
guess what I'm going to ask you?
What?
And I know you're going to think the whole time. You're going to be able to get fucked up. Who is your favorite R&B singer?
Well, people love it. That shit, yeah.
It's funny. I know it's funny.
No, people love it. It's funny. It's cool. Yo. It's entertaining. We need more controversy. You ain't giving me enough controversy.
No, as you happy, I'm happy.
You ain't giving me enough controversy.
Let's go deep then, bro.
You ain't giving me enough controversy. Like
what? Give me an example.
Like a Gemini. Let's do some Gemini controversy. Like tell people we like the same. Now let's get into the part where.
Hey, we ain't live, man. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Go ahead and say what you gotta say. We
the lying. Same dude was cracking both our baby mamas.
Same nigga. The same nigga.
The same dude.
Nigga that was,
he was cracking our baby mamas. Man.
Yeah.
He was cracking, you know.
Same
my,
fact.
I want to say baby mama, but my son. Go ahead, Dave. Like, he was cracking.
He fucked his old son baby mother. He fucked my older son baby mother and made babies by both
yeah.
of them.
And we're best friends. And that's what we got.
You know, I ran. Y'all know I ran down on them
birthday
and shit like
sign.
That. You know
we
what
got
I mean?
The same birthday sign.
Yeah, we got the same birthday
13th
sign.
13th during the 15th.
And our son's birthday is the same day. We ain't got to keep reminding y'all about that. But yeah, same nigga I ran
that's
down.
Crazy.
Yo, that nigga, I think he felt like he did something special because he cracked your baby mother. Cracked my baby mother.
That ain't happening.
That's some weird shit.
It was weird. It's because he was hanging around us. Like he was like chilling around us.
We was getting that nigga.
We had chicks together. We would call him and say, yo, we got chicks around the corner. Come on around. And like getting him buzzed. He cracking my baby mother the whole time.
Mine too.
I said, oh man.
And my baby mother is really,
hey,
I think my baby mother's sexier than your baby mother.
That's fine, you know. That's,
and we was cracking both of them, though.
So
he's the nigga, you know what I mean? He's the brother. He cracking both of them.
I'm trying to figure out where that came from. Regardless of how sexy she is, he still cracked both of them.
Yeah, I got mad about that.
So
man.
You saying that don't matter because he cracked both of them?
Yeah, I got mad about.
Your brother could have been a supermodel. He still cracked them.
Yeah, but I got mad about it. You didn't.
I didn't get mad.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't get mad. I
so you
want to
put it out there? I got mad.
I didn't get mad. It
I
wasn't
mad.
Nothing to me. I was
I
cool.
Mad.
It was like, it's just like, and I
yeah.
talked to him and I let him know, like, damn, bro, you could have let me know what's up. But other than that, hey, because I already know how she was anyway.
Nigga, you want to get, for real? Nigga, you want to get no ass for real? You weren't even getting no ass for real.
Yeah,
was.
I remember you got
I
broken out.
About you. I'm not talking about you.
I remember you got broken out your Virginia high school.
Me.
I remember that, yeah.
You think Paulette broke me?
I ain't
raised,
no
name. I'm ready to say Prolet, but you think Paulette...
I ain't said no name. You said it. I ain't said no name.
You ready to take it to a whole...
I ain't say no name.
Now you ready to take it to a whole...
No
you, know, you know, I want to know who broke me out of the virgin?
Ooh.
It was Tasha, the girl from Passive
Fuck.
And Ashley.
Yeah, I think she broke everybody out of the virginity in the hood.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. I think she, like...
This is at,
to do it for everybody.
This is at the same time, during the time I was 13, 14, and my mother was washing and drying
bro,
my...
Validation bread.
Yeah, my mother was washing and drying my underwear.
Oh, man.
This is back in the day when you didn't have to pull your underwear down. You just take it up, slit your boxes.
Bro, cut.
You ever seen a nigga bust a nut and run upstairs and go home? Well, you're talking to one line.
That's what you did. You busted that arrest.
Yeah. I got bust out of Virgin and ran home, man.
That's your love to my man Dave all right now.
I got broke out of Virgin from a freak. Yeah, from a freak.
I know that I did that.
Yeah, from a freak. I think that like 20 years later.
Yeah.
I could believe I even touched someone like that.
Damn.
Yeah. It was,
deep regret.
Guess what I seen that, man. You already left your nuts off. Down Passing Park swimming pool. 20 years later.
Not a baby suit
look. Wasn't no baby suit.
Yeah, that's crazy though. Like, yeah, she broke out a lot of dudes in the hood. She's like the hood virgin there. Like, if that's a word or not, like she opened up a lot of doors for guys.
It,
I just tried to play me guys. She was jumping in a guy from the hill from Chatwell. I won't call him names. I'm keeping like that. But she was like jumping at him. You already know who it is. And then try to play me, have me come around there. So I really like you. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah! Of course. On Patterson Park. A brother, Mike.
Yeah.
She got me. She got me. I'm surprised you ain't
burnt.
No, let's keep it raw.
Yo, it's funny. Yo, it's real funny, y'all. You keeping it raw? Live?
Raw,
funny,
that's
real
right.
Funny. You know, this is my nigga.
Radio.
Yeah, she bust me out of Virgin or whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? But I'll never go back to nothing like that.
Yo,
when I see her, I just walk the other way.
Gotcha.
I try to help her.
Like, she like, hey, man, you got a couple of dollars on hand. She ain't a junkie or nothing. But
oh, all right. That's the first thing I thought about when you said that. I'm like,
a junkie bitch bust me out of virgin. You shitting me. But when she see me, she asked me for money. She asked me for money, man. And I try to help her out.
Well, it
you
is
know,
what
the
it
sad
is.
Part about it is that your daughter, Nikki, I should have bust her.
Oh, man, look, man.
Not her daughter, Nikki. Her niece, Nikki. I'm sorry, y'all. We lied.
She ain't had no people away.
Yeah, she ain't.
Be fun, but, yeah.
So, I didn't ask how long I be in a relationship. Can you ask?
Because I ain't get a chance to lie. For one, I know for a fact you don't be in a relationship as long.
Oh, you shitting me?
Last relationship you been in, how many years ago was that, Devon? Yeah. I wouldn't probably got.
Yeah.
Bro, Uncut Mountain Nation Radio. Want y'all call in 563-993-5222. It's all good. We got people on the line that just listen. You got to talk if you don't want to. It's fine. We don't give a damn. As long as y'all know that we on this line. And it's live. Look, go ahead. I'm going to keep on. Look.
The only way to change me is maybe from my brains out. Stuck in the middle of the game to get the pain out. Pray to my God every day, but he don't listen to poverty. But mama fucking wants us in the kitchen, listen, knocking and reclining in the bedroom. Praying for money, whatever people see me dead soon. Am I wrong for wishing I was somewhere else? I'm 13, can't feed myself. Can I blame daddy cause he left me? Wish he would've hugged me too much like him. So my mama don't love me on my own at an early age. Getting paid and I'm strapped so I never be afraid. What did I go astray? I'm hanging in the back streets, running with G's and dope things. But they jack me, can't turn back. My eyes on the prize, I got nothing to lose. Everybody gotta die, take a bite of a bad guy that won't be fucked when you pass by. Block, block, from the clock, let the glass fly. Do or die, walk a mile in my shoes. And you be crazy too, with nothing to lose. I got nothing to lose. And all my niggas in the pen, here we go again. Ain't nothing separating us from a Mac 10. Born in the ghetto as a hustler, hold up, straight soldier. Bucky at some busters, no matter how you try, niggas never die. We just retaliate with hate, then we multiply. See me striking down the block, keep coming. Mama like a motherfucker, living like I'm grown up. Ain't no stopping at the red light. Sideways, thug life, motherfucker, crawl, baby. Let the cops put their lights on. Chase me, nigga, zigzagging through the freeway. Race me, nigga, in the high speed chase with the law. The realest motherfucker that you ever saw. I'm living raw till they bury me. Don't worry me. I'm high, living like I ain't afraid to die. You can walk a mile in my shoes and you be crazy too. With nothing to lose. Got nothing to lose. A million black bodies put away. I'm starting to lose hope. It seems everybody's on dope. Mama told me to leave cause she was broke. Sometimes I choke on the endo, creeping out the window. Alone on my own, I'm a criminal. Got no love from the household. I'm out cold on the street screaming motherfucker teeth. I got nothing to lose. There's something to prove. What do I do? Let a thug life nigga stay true. I wonder when they kill me. Is there heaven for a real G? Lord forgive me if you feel me. Cause all my life I was dirt broke. With no hope, little skinny motherfucker wanting dope. I hate to cut suckers with my razor blades, but every day is a struggle to get major pay. Anyway, it's so hard on a nigga in the street. No pick, and ain't no love for the scrubs that be buying dubs. If you can walk a mile in my shoes, then you'd be crazy too. With nothing to lose.
Feel things that we can only do as a real G. We ain't dead yet.
you're in the danger zone. My fucking game is strong. The hotline, you suck the better find your mind. I got mine from hustling and busting the rhymes to my niggas up and quitting down on Rikers Ave. Stay rad, but a nigga got a huge staff. These niggas don't know my staff. Cookie smiles, you but now what's the problem, chap? Try to put me in the doors, but my force is wild. Bitch made ass niggas don't know my staff. Scream, niggas don't know my staff. Cookie smiles, you but now what's the problem, chap? Try to I'm making niggas duck for glocks and all the time. My mind's full of thoughts and ends. I'm still rolling my bucket, but I bought me a Benz. My fake friends say they love me, but I know they lie. Cause in the dark, see they hearts full of homicide. My mama cried when they took me off to jail. Only me inside the cell, straight locked up in this hell. I hear some suckers screaming like the demons inside. When I'm away in the morning, only the strong survive. I cry, but in my own way, swallow my pride. Pick a reason to hide from all the niggas to die. Cemetery full of brothers, I bury. It's going down. Even now, I wonder, will I still around? My hometown is the gutter, I was born a wild. I came up out the dust with my heartless staff. These niggas don't know my staff. Crooked smile, juvenile, what's a problem, child? Try to put me in the doors, but my force is wild. Bitch made ass niggas don't know my staff. These niggas don't know my staff. Crooked smile, juvenile, what's a problem, child? Try to put me in the doors, but my force is wild. Bitch made ass niggas don't know my staff. I remember uptown, catch a kiss of listening to Mr. Magic. Cutting up the hits and even know I tell a whole story, nothing but truth. Halloween, throwing eggs from the project roots. And beat me, young G, with a gift to gab. Trying to hook up with the hookers who was quick to stab. Remember, mama's cooking, no school, straight hooking. And trying to kick with light skin, cause she good looking. And jumping over turnstiles, cause we ain't paying. Calling cuties cuss words, but we only playing. I'm praying I could get a buck, no love. I had to move around a lot, cause my mom was stuck. I had family, but I was way too wild. Had to move to the west to a game of staff.
That's real shit, man.
And this ain't drink champ, so.
No, this ain't drink champ. I had
cousin of mine did a 6.5 year test of that. I'm like, yo, he deserved it. I gave it to him. I ain't asked for nothing back. But he looked out for me. He don't just look out for me. He looked out for my cousin that did 6.5 years. A fucking pair of $20 jeans mean $100 pair of jeans to a nigga that's doing a 6 year bill. But he took care of him, you know? And he took care of me.
That's real shit, man.
No, that's
real
not
shit.
A joke.
No, nah, that's real shit. Like, that's real shit. I remember going to Eileen's and all that shit. That's where we was at.
Nah,
niggas don't know what Eileen's is.
Nah, they don't know.
Now they know what Eileen's is.
Motherfucker, Ryan. Better go on. Over here. Then down here, he had a Cadillac.
A4 Coupe de Ville.
Yeah, he did. And come scoop his boy up.
A4 Coupe de Ville, yeah.
On Eagle Street, you feel me? Yeah. I gave my man that car. And I ain't asked for nothing back. Yo, but when he got his taxes, that nigga blessed me. And not just blessed me, he blessed my cousin from doing 6.5 years.
Yeah.
Off of taking murder.
Yeah. It was crazy. I looked up to those guys when I was young. I saw them doing that thing. And, you know, I was young. I was like, damn, you know, the Timbs they was wearing, the car they was driving. I was fascinated by that.